We're here at the opening of the Bear Crop Science West Sacramento facility that is a research and development site for both biologics and vegetable seeds. With me is Roger Muren, who is the site manager for vegetable seeds for Bear Crop Science. And where is Bear Crop Science at as far as R&D for vegetable seeds? Why is this an important segment of the business for Bear Crop Science?
Well, vegetable seeds, Bear Crop Science has a commitment to all seeds, many different species, and including some agronomic crops people are familiar with. We have wheat, a wheat program, cotton program, and so on. We also have a vegetable seed unit. And in that unit of the company, we have many of us have worked for the company for a long time in predecessor companies that it's combined together. We've been with Bear for 15 years or so. And we do a broad range of vegetable species and are one of the leading producer of vegetable seeds in the world.
Well, and that's, I guess, being here in this area of California is a great location for that, right?
Yeah, in fact, I moved here with five people from our research site in Oregon, where I'd been for 25 years, 5 years ago. Five of us moved here. We have 35 people now. The reason we came here was to be close to UC Davis. UC Davis is a leader in research in agriculture, of course, but in particular in seed and vegetable produce research. And we work very closely with them to bring technologies into our programs for adult development.
Well, tell me about some of those. Get specific. Tell me some things that you've developed for vegetables, because when I think about vegetables, I go, okay, you got cucumber seeds.
Yeah, we're an important supplier of cucumbers, as an example. We have a big program in Europe for Dutch kind of cucumbers. There's many kind of cucumbers, of course. There's the kind of slicer cucumbers that we get. We grow a lot in the United States, Southeast United States, and in Mexico. And there's pickling cucumbers, of course. So cucumbers are one of the programs we work on, one of the species we work on. Here at this site, what we're mainly doing are technologies that we integrate into our breeding program. So we're doing genomic science, molecular biology, cell biology, food science, these kind of more laboratory sciences that we use technologies that are developed in various public institutions around the world, including UC Davis, to implement and integrate into our breeding programs. So we have a breeding program. As an example, we have several breeding programs in the western U.S. We have them around the world, but we also have them in Acampo near Lodi. We have them in Bakersfield. We have one in Oregon.
Mm-hmm. So are you just trying to make the vegetable? I mean, do you have different goals when you're in a seed breeding? You're trying to make them bigger. You're trying to make them better. You're trying to make them more resistant to diseases.
Yeah, so if you take the whole chain of the way we develop a product, we look on the whole chain, the whole value chain, starting with the grower, going all the way to the consumer, and see where can we help those pieces on that whole chain create value. So, for example, we have programs to look at, if you think about tomatoes, we have programs to look at disease resistance in tomatoes. That's going to make the yield better for a grower. He's going to get more value from the same inputs, right? So we have different kind of programs to look at input traits. Then if you look at after harvest, we're trying to make it so the produce can make it to the consumer or the retailer. So we have shelf life kind of genes that we work on, or just different kind of traits. Then if you think of the consumer wants something that is more flavorful or is more colorful or is more whatever. So we look at the consumer traits as well.
What's the integration here between the biologics and the vegetable seeds? Why are you here together in the same building?
Yeah, so we share a lot of, there's several different ways that we are, we have synergy. First, of course, we share the facility, so we get to have scientists that can all talk to each other about similar, their field is similar. So we have, for example, bioinformatics scientists. Those are people that try to figure out how to use computers to help look at DNA information. And there's a big need for that in doing biological kind of research they do and the kind of the work that we do. So those people can talk to each other to figure out how to use the software to do whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's one way that we can do it. Another way we can do it is we have different tools that we use, specific tools like analytical tools for chemical analysis that we want to look at in the produce, we say, well, what is this causing this particular variety to produce fruit that's sweeter? They're looking at some very similar kind of technology to figure out what compound is causing something, a microorganism, to do what it does. So they're still they're both chemists. They're both analytical chemists, but we have a different application. Those people can share ideas. And then finally, ultimately, what we want to do is we want to be able to go, oh, wait, we know we have a target that we can supply a product for something that can't be done by just a gene. For example, if it was disease resistance, maybe we don't have full resistance, but we know we have a biologic that we can combine with it, and then we can give the grower an added value that way. So that's the would be an ultimate kind of goal that we all sort of dream of, is how we can put all that together. Being in one location allows us really to do that, and we share a ton of different ideas about how do we interact with the university, how do we interact with the customer, and so on.
Well, bottom line, how excited are you about this new facility?
Well, this is really a great place. And it's not just the facility. It's that this is a demonstration to all of us that the company really supports us. You know, when you have a worldwide company, it's hard to make it tangible sometimes, right? I mean, what does it really mean? This is going to make a place where we can really do very cutting-edge kind of research. We're close to the university. We can get that technology that we want to do to make the products for the customer better. So we're really thrilled to be here.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Roger, here at the grand opening of the Bayer Crop Science new facility in West Sacramento, California. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.